People often say, history's boring. And I say, slow down. Pull your head out. Think a bit. History's a fundamental building block of civilization. And it's the way we describe our civilizations and the human condition within it. It can be so many different things, just as humans are so many different things. And so it can be fun, and it can be depressing. It can be funny, and it can be boring and dry. It can be many things, and often, whether you enjoy history or not is dependent on those telling the stories, the historians, those presenters of the past. And we think we can take you down the right road. Straight out of Boise, Idaho, we are the Highway to History Podcast. Join us. Thank you to the Trendy Dads out of San Francisco, California, for that wonderful cover of the B-52's Private Idaho.
All right. What's up, guys? It's our first solo episode in a long, long time. It feels like I think the last time we did a solo episode was the Halloween horror movie episode, like the History of Horror episode.
Yeah. In retrospect, a better conversation than an hour-long lecture about... like the history of Amity, but whatever.
I thought it still turned out, it was still like really educational, which is good that we kept it like history related.
I feel this has become the Tim Gill show. I mean, that guy's,
oh my god, you're right, that dude is
Tim. You got a touch of the Rain Man in you, buddy. Definitely
Yeah,
I definitely know your stuff about the UAPs. Definitely.
I love that clip. He was just like, I've been interested in this my whole life, and you're like, I can't tell.
Yeah, right.
It's like, but yeah, so today we were kind of thinking, this is our really fun, upbeat Christmas episode, like the end of the world Christmas episode. There's a lot going on in the world right now between, you know, CEOs being assassinated, drones.
Put that in your stocking, huh?
Yeah, literally.
I'm sad.
Drones, you know, invading our country. Who fucking knows what they are? Probably our own. Who knows? You know, Syria and the Assad regime being overthrown. The TikTok ban that might happen here in the next month. We've got a new president being inaugurated. There's just a lot, I feel like, going on in the world that is sort of history in the making.
Right.
So it would be kind of dumb of us to not just at least try to.
And it's new history being layered on, you know, what's going to be history being layered on of the foundations, all these things, well, maybe minus the drones, but
sure.
Like even the CEO, it's like, oh, we have a whole history of these type of people being shitbirds.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they all are, like every company or whatever, healthcare company, but corporation.
Well, apparently United Healthcare is one of the worst, if not the worst.
One-third of ones they... But they all have, you know, historical roots that we can definitely dive into. Well, I'm no expert on the healthcare one, but like Syria, Israel, what's going on there. But so, yeah, sometimes it's fun to talk about what, you know, will become history and see how wrong we can get it.
That's true. And, you know, speaking of wrong, I feel like maybe the one to jump onto the easiest... because we just did a UFO episode, would be like, what the fuck are these drones? It's almost like we should have done that episode with Tim like 1 week later, because
right,
it's now everywhere. Like even on mainstream news, they're talking about drones over New Jersey.
And what about New Jersey? Like, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know. And well, and this is what's crazy is that because they're being so, I don't know, weird about it and nonchalant about it, not telling anyone what's going on, it's almost making the speculation and the panic worse. Like people are speculating every which way.
It's probably Jeff Bezos's, you know, Santa drones.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so it's that. But people are thinking it's aliens, obviously, and we're sending drones to investigate them. People think they're looking for a nuclear bomb. somewhere that's like loose in New Jersey or in the
I like
States.
How we always jump to that. Like yeah. Instead of like the things that it most likely will be, people jump to it must be a fucking alien.
It's
bro.
True. No, and you know, if I personally think the most realistic thing, the problem is it could be multiple things. Like people want to say it's this or this. It could be a mixture of things, but I think there's for sure going to be some new laws passed and some new bills passed. And if you want to talk about like a Patriot Act, you know, how do you get a bill passed that would maybe be held up in Congress for a long time because of its like constitutional ramifications? You're like, let's scare the shit out of people. You know, like let's pass some bill that changes, you know, police's, you know, police drone capabilities and surveillance capabilities and things like that.
Well, that makes me want to jump to something else that you're talking about. You know, the Patriot Act and all that. And we're talking about government over interference. And I'm not usually one of these people that's like, well, fuck the government. They're too up in our shit. You know, they definitely have been at times. No, I mean,
no, I know.
There are times when government regulation is necessary.
Absolutely.
And, but there are also times where, you know, and especially with the CEO that was attacked. What's his name? Like,
I actually don't even
Buzzard McFuckstick. Yeah, I don't know what his name is. Like, yeah. But I don't think, let me just get this out there. It's not ever right to shoot somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But the overall point is that this guy was a parasite, you know, and the news didn't report it like that. At first, they're like, oh, you know, we're so sorry for his family. And I am, too. I feel bad for his kids. It's not their fault. It is their dad's a prick. But what happened was he was a predator. And we find out that he's one of these, you know, from what is it called? The Allied or the medical.
I'm not sure. You're saying United Healthcare?
United Healthcare.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, okay.
United, not, yeah, United Healthcare. It just turns out that, you know, he's being investigated for fraud and insider trading.
Yep.
And, you know, I see all that as to lives lost.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're doing that shit when people are being denied care, medicine, yeah. All the things they need.
It's like Bill Burr said, he might not be pulling the trigger,
right,
but he's still killing a lot of people. What are the results of his job?
Right.
What are the results of what you do?
And then here comes, what is it, the New York prosecuting attorney?
Yeah.
They come out and they say this is, well, no shit, it's murder. The guy should be held liable.
They're trying
for
to
murder.
Say he's a terrorist now.
Yes, and that he said this would have affected the public. It was the morning. He did it in broad daylight. Everybody else was at risk. It's like, no.
Not at all.
He shot that one guy and he left.
Yeah.
Of course, this is not an act of terrorism. But from what I understand now, they can use a broad swath of powers to stop dissent against the healthcare industry.
Yep.
They can stop, like, oh, now a protest is an act of possible terrorism.
Yeah, you're,
so they can go at it.
Weren't you the one that said, maybe you sent me the video, or I can't remember, but that woman that was just arrested because she basically said those words,
deny, defend, depose.
Just said it on the phone or something. She doesn't own a gun. She didn't do, I mean, and they're trying to say that she's inciting a mass shooting, that she's a domestic terrorist.
Right.
Like that is scary.
It's not a mass shooting.
Yeah.
These are targets.
The freedom of speech. Like, I get that maybe that's again, murder's bad, but we don't arrest people or call people terrorists for doing white supremacist rallies. Like, you know what I mean? Like, people can say hateful shit all over this country and they can get away with that. Yet somebody says deny, defend, oppose, and they're a terrorist.
Right. And this is Democrat and Republican.
Yeah.
Like, Democrats are like the rights of the people, you know, like, you know, the right to protest, you know, at least in the 60s and 70s, that was definitely the Dems.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, oh, now this is okay, though. The deep state involved in this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this guy is Luigi, of all things. It's like,
Luigi.
Mario.
Someone
Mario's
sure going
go
to
go frang a CEO now. You know? Well, it's kind of like, the dude's right about the system.
Yeah.
These people, I'm not going to say all of those people are bad people. I'm sure there are healthcare CEOs out there and workers that do all they can to try and protect people. But the types that were at United Health or whatever, they are predatory.
Yep.
They're Joe Rogan. I agreed with him on this one, big time. Bill Burr, too.
Yeah.
He said somewhere of 32% of claims are denied by United Health.
It's insane.
Where the average is 16.
Yeah.
So what gives these guys, they're the biggest. So what gives them the right to be the biggest pricks? They should cover the most and help the most.
You're making profit off of denying people healthcare. Like, you're making profit off of getting that percentage higher. That's just, it's fucking morally corrupt.
Yeah.
It's wrong. And we need to change that system. And I agree. Two things can be true. The murder can be wrong, just like Hamas attacking Israel. That can be wrong. But what's important is still, why did they do it? Right? Like, that two things can be true at the same thing. Like, at the same time, you can have, why did someone do something, even if that act is wrong? Right.
Well, this guy to me represents a major problem with capitalism. I'm not saying that, it's uncheckered capitalism.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is in America, we confuse success with, you know, monetary glamour,
mm-hmm.
you know, boats, yachts, corporate lifestyles, you know. And I think back to this, 99, 2000, somewhere in there, where there's all these CEOs from a great many corporations in New York, and they're looking down a couple floors onto the Occupy people.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're up there in their ivory tower with their champagne.
That video almost looks like it's from a movie.
Yeah.
It's such a crazy video.
Capitalism, it not everybody deserves the same size of the pizza. Like, if we're looking at capitalism,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You know, I'm not saying a doctor should get paid, you know, the same as a garbage man. Yeah. They're both important. One takes more education, and are there less of them?
Mm-hmm.
But what I am saying is, you can't, if you monopolize industry and you, like Jeff Bezos, my problem isn't that Amazon exists.
Yeah.
My problem is that what that motherfucker does and what Walmart does. Walmart was not started as they were. It was actually a pretty fair company.
Yeah.
You know, like Costco works.
Mm-hmm.
You give your employees enough to have a basic happy life.
Yeah.
They can find their own pursuits with and enrichment with the salary you give them and benefits. And you're going to have employees who are happy. And there, Bezos could do that. His one super fucking yacht could pay for how many people at
That's
his
insane.
And I would take that pretty predatory. And they're kind of like, you know, but we're all dependent on it. And we all make the deal with the devil and use Amazon.
Yeah,
we can't afford shit.
Well, yeah, and the argument is obviously like, well, we all use it, we all consume, and it's like he's just making money off of what we incentivize.
And they look,
you know,
but these CEOs, like, you know, that's Bezos, but I put these CEOs up there that are in the healthcare industry,
or the CEO of Lockheed Martin,
right,
or Boeing, or some fucked up shit like that.
I think the healthcare industry, well, and armaments,
yeah,
but I think the healthcare industry is the worst.
Yeah.
Hello, friends and listeners. I'd like to thank our sponsors, the Avery Hotel and Brasserie, located in the heart of downtown, is Boise's only historic boutique hotel. Meticulously renovated by renowned chef Cal Elliott, the property boasts two unique restaurants, both anchored by 100-plus-year-old Brunswick bars. The Avery Brasserie, with a diverse French-inspired menu, and Tyner's Alley, with a dark and moody English pub vibe, with scotch eggs and free pool. I've eaten at both, and let me tell you, they scrumptious. With beautiful soaking tub and balcony rooms and suites overlooking the historic gem block on 10th and Main Streets, you can find modern, elevated comfort and rich history perfect for visiting guests, staycations, and special occasions. And let me tell you, I've gotten my relaxation on in these rooms. Oh, soaking tubs, soaking my feet, eating some treats and drinking some cocktails. And it's historic, baby. Lots of crazy stuff happened in this hotel since its construction back in 1910. Find out more about the Avery at theaveryboise.com. I'd like to thank our sponsors, Funky Soul Coffee. That's soul with an S-O-L. It's the brainchild of Michelle Russell and Gavin Butler. These two had a dream, and that was to turn a 1976 Airstream camper into a coffee shop, a 70s-themed coffee shop. And they've succeeded. Michelle Russell has years and years of experience in the coffee industry, and she's come up with some truly delicious 70s-themed concoctions. I've had the privilege of tasting a few of them. You can reach them at 208-447-9044. You can email them at hello@funkysoul with an S-O-L coffee.com. And you can find it on Instagram or at www.funkysoulcoffee.com. Give them a try.
Because you're literally, when somebody walks in and they are going to die.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a time frame within that time frame they're going to die. And you deny them coverage.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there, a doctor out there who probably wants to help, or a nurse, and they're going to have to say,
we can't.
You're fucked. Or they're going to have to go against the system, which often I've heard that they do.
Yeah.
But I think the historical precedent of this is, was it Socrates or Plato? But they said, when you have great inequality, you have great instability. That's what we're seeing.
It's true.
I was just thinking, the CEO, what I'm thinking is, you know, it domestically, you know, human rights, you know, from what I look at it in some ways, you know, we've talked about this. I see the Dems have helped more a diverse swath of people
historically
in the modern, but Republicans back in the day, obviously, with Lincoln.
Sure.
That switch.
Good point.
But overall, it doesn't matter in the biggest picture, because there's so much instability, and these people are just parasites draining us and our economy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem.
Yeah.
So I'll take anybody who's going to go after those people.
Yeah. And I mean, the wage
they benefit from it. The politicians benefit, not all of them, but a lot of them. Anyway, sorry.
You're saying going after them, they benefit from? Or what do you mean?
Saying they benefit ought to be from the ones. Healthcare. Yeah, they ought to be the ones going after these people.
Yeah, but they're and I guess a lot of these problems that we talk about, come down to lobbying, right? Like the healthcare industry, whether that's big oil, big pharma, or if it's the military industrial complex, these people all lobby for politicians and they make money off.
Dude, Trump was all about transparency in the pharmaceutical industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like the guy.
Yeah.
But I was all supporting that.
Yeah.
I'm not against that. Like, if he would do something like that, that's one thing that he could do.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I don't think he's much different with the billionaires. You know, I think if anything, he's surrounded himself with billionaires who lobby and want more control and more money for themselves too. Sadly. I mean, I obviously feel that. I feel more optimistic about Trump than I do Biden in a lot of ways. And I think some of his ideas are going to be good, but I don't think that he's somebody who wants to dismantle the sort of class war that's going
on. I think he would go after certain things, but he wouldn't dismantle the whole.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could, though.
True. No, I mean, they have maybe tried to
kill him. The president is not the most powerful man in the world. Everybody likes to say, oh, he's the most powerful man in the world. Maybe politician.
Yeah. But I think Larry Fink is the most powerful man in the world. The CEO of BlackRock. I really do think that he is
one of
the most influential men alive right now. One of them, for sure.
Some of these media moguls, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, look at Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah, you know, true.
Who can control a whole national ideology.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else? Politics-wise, I think, like, Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have to have an election. He can just...
True.
This is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, you could have capitalism and communism.
Yeah. Actually, that's China's the perfect example of that.
But historically speaking, I think in this age, you have different kind of sources or at least like avenues for research in the future.
Mm.
You're going to have globalism.
Yeah.
You know, shit on times a billion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're going to look at this, what another country can do to interfere with an election.
Yeah.
We're going to have looking into mass uncheckered capitalism and such a thing as democracy. Does it even truly exist?
Mm.
No, I don't think so.
At least not here.
I mean, we can say we have maybe more of it than other places. But really, I mean, you have the oligarchs at the top. And they're running the show. I mean,
yeah.
If you don't see that, you're either benefiting from it and willfully lying.
You'd be surprised how many people. I think so many people are ignorant. Like, I mean, so many people just think like, who cares? Why would you do it? Why would you do it? Like, I don't even know. And it's always working class people who are like the ones not making money who think like, billionaires are good. I could be a billionaire one day.
Because they play into social shit. They talk about social issues.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, like, shit, I'm watching public news, like PBS News.
Yeah.
And they're talking about the Walton Foundation.
Okay. What's but, that?
You know, the people who started Walmart.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And they're like the public television, they're like to help water rights, you know, and clean sources of clean water and drinking water and potable water in the future. And I'm thinking, are they doing that Nestle shit where they're trying to control water?
Wants to
are they in that game? Like, I don't trust anything like that. Or like Carnegie. Carnegie back in the day was a motherfucker.
Really?
He was horrible to workers. Huh. I mean, they had strikes and everything. You put them down aggressively.
Damn.
And the thing is that he would put up these libraries all over America, which, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it was also to cover up some of the shitty stuff that he did. He wants a legacy of positivity.
It's crazy.
It's good PR.
It's almost like them just trying to counteract all the bullshit that they've done, right? Like, they want to leave some sort of mark. Like, I wasn't all that bad, right? That's fucking crazy.
Everybody wants, it just seems like everybody wants exploitive economics at the top, because for them, it's like, we only got one life. We want to just suck the pond dry and get all the water for ourselves, and all our other fellow fish are fucking out there gasping for air. When it could be like, everybody has a nice, comfortable bit in the water.
Everybody look up that scene. It's going viral on TikTok right now from Bug's Life, where the crickets are saying about the ants, like, they outnumber us 100-1, but if they fight, we can't let them find that out, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Really an analogy for, you know, the class wars.
That sounds like the slaveholding South, you know, in certain parts of, like, you know, Dixie.
Oh, okay.
They're like, oh, shit, man. Can't
let them know.
They were scared to let, you know, the people they enslaved, Black Americans, find Jesus. You know,
yeah.
They're like, oh shit, we gotta try and keep some of this story away, because they're like, oh, what's Jesus about? Like, you know, set my people free, you know?
Yeah, seriously.
But it's true. It's like, I mean, you have to play the right, you know, chords to get the grasshoppers or the ants to be, come on.
It's true.
You know, but you see these ants and they just jump all over like a snake, and the snake's fucked.
Yeah, yeah.
And yet this thing's like one of the deadliest animals in the world, but the snake is screwed, you know?
It's true. We're the 99%, you know? Like,
we
really hold the power, but they kind of trick us.
Oh, they say we're socialists, though. It's like, I'm not a socialist.
Yeah.
I just want a fair opportunity for people.
Go fucking Bernie Sanders, man. Everybody was talking shit on that guy, and he's a socialist, he's a communist, he's this, he's that. We would have been way better off with that guy.
One thing that he admitted, and that he knew, and that he said, that I really resonated with me, is it's like, and this has been class in America forever, and why racism has always worked. It's always worked, you know. It's like, okay, Luigi Mangione, is that his name? He shot the guy, but he was pretty damn well off.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that which even adds to it, I think. Right. Makes it more interesting.
And so was it Bill Burr maybe it was on Breaking Points, but okay. I saw something where it was something else. Ben Shapiro was all pissed about what Bill Burr said. And Ben Shapiro, fuck you, dude. That's lame. You know, Bill Burr's awesome.
All of his fans are turning on him. Even
somebody was saying, like, oh, he has interests in corporate America.
For sure.
You suspect, motherfucker. You suspect, pal. But what I was saying is, like, even wealthy people can be affected by this if their care is denied. And he's like, the upper middle class, even like the lower wealthy.
Mm.
But everybody down to the poorest motherfucker can be affected by this.
Mm-hmm.
But what I liked about Bernie, when he understood a great many things about, you know, economics, the history of economics and class warfare in America, was it was always worse at the very low end of things. Your race, the darker your skin, the more hardship you had within a great many hardships, scales of hardship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a white person in Appalachia, right, and you were poor, and you were affected, and it was hard, but if you were a Black poor person in Appalachia, I was watching this thing about mining interests and the unions there. You might have union consensus with Black Americans and white Americans in the mining Appalachia, but the Black members of the union didn't get the same help that the white members did. Both are poor.
Yeah.
And both are not being treated fairly by the mining companies.
Absolutely.
But it's harder on the black worker.
Hmm.
That's always true. And that's true with healthcare right now, too.
Yeah.
These things, Luigi Mangione took the shot.
Yeah.
But it's these, the people that are going to be denied are the poorest of the poor. And, oh, if you have class consensus in America over anything like that, oh, we press the race button.
And it's crazy is that once you start to learn these things, it's almost like this is why they don't want people to learn and read stuff and really get into stuff, because Luigi was reading books about the healthcare system and reading books about what was going on. And those, it radicalizes people.
And then you get misinformation. So we go right back into mass media.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, because it's on a blog post or Ben Shapiro fucking says it, it must be true.
Well, I'm even like honestly thinking that, well, I guess for one, I don't want to get off topic. I do want to say that I think it's important that everybody pays attention to that woman that was arrested that we mentioned with what's going on with the CEOs, and that we can't allow our government to start arresting people for saying words and stuff.
Care what her politics are, whatever she had a right to say that.
Yeah.
She didn't say, go kill the motherfucker and this is the person I want to be killed. She didn't say that.
Yeah.
She was pointing to the system. That book is now number 3 on the national bestseller list. The Die, Defend, Oppose, or
holy
whatever.
Shit. I did not know that. Wow.
What are you going to arrest the author?
Yeah, that's amazing.
She has every right to say that.
Yeah.
Here, I'm going to say it. Deny, defend, depose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suck on my hose. You fucks.
Yeah. They'll flag our podcast. They for sure think we're radical. I mean, in our text messages with each other.
Oh, if it's radical to want sick Americans that pay into the system to be taken care of, then I'm a radical.
It reminds me of this CEO. This was a while ago, like when I was younger, but Martin Shkreli was his name.
He's a cyst on the ass.
Yeah, he's like a terrible... Yo. He's like the worst of the worst. And I think he's in prison for some stupid shit.
Yeah, he is a shit.
But he literally raised the price of AIDS medication from like, you know, $5, $6, $7 to like $400 or something.
Well, he would get old like brands or old whatever, and he would get stuff that like senior citizens really needed, and then he would make it jack up the price 100-fold.
That's like literally a person who you don't have a soul. Like you're genuinely if there is a soul, you are a soulless human being.
It's the same thing as having a box full of medication that this person needs to live on. Going up in front of them and going, okay, you got this bottle's $100.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have $100. Okay, well now it's $150.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't afford that. Well, fuck you. It's like, but if I don't have that, I'm gonna die. And he's like, well, go get $50 then.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, dude. And then you have other countries like, you know, Norway and Denmark or Sweden or whatever that, you know, people probably have access to that same medication for a much lower price, you know, and universal healthcare and all these things. It's just wrong. But
I think we're building to it to talk about and we'll move on. But I think we're building to a moment where they're going to push too far.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing that groundswell because people are tired in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't praise my brother-in-law much. Okay. But one thing he said, a while back was for Trump's first term, he's like, maybe you'll get in and fuck enough shit up that everything changes.
Yeah.
But I also think like, you know, I think Biden his administration did some things well, but I also think they fucked some stuff up big time internationally too. And so I think like he's going to be part of it too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like the downfall.
What a picture of America as an old befuddled fucking man walking off. That's the old guard. Trump's too fucking old too. We need new people.
Oh, 100%.
And the youth are getting it. Like the youth, I'm energized by young people. Like, well, even like you, you don't always agree with me. I don't always agree. But you know what? We do agree that there's a problem.
100%. And I think that everyone I think that's the thing. They want us to be focused on fighting with each other. And like you're saying, like black versus white, Republican versus Democrat, whatever that is. When in reality, there's more in common amongst the 99% than not in common. Or at least we could find those common grounds at the very least. And
the problem is that I do not believe that the majority of white people will accept what the majority of black people say about their experience in the United States. And that's the easiest button to divide.
Yeah, yeah.
Black lives do matter.
Yes.
And you know what? Blue lives matter too. But here's the thing. It's different. Black lives have been garnered as cheaper. And you see this by the death rates. Lynching, terrorism,
prison rates.
Murder, prison rates. You see that black lives are treated cheaper in the United States. Yeah. And yes, poor white people too. have these problems, but you can divide them from the poor black folks by saying, that experience isn't true.
Yeah.
There isn't a system that's unjust towards black Americans.
Yeah.
And policing is part of this.
There is no systemic racism. Yeah.
You know, blue lives matter, but you have to, you know, they're not born into being a police officer.
Yeah.
Targeting a police officer is horrible.
Yeah.
But what's definitely wrong is being born into a system that keeps you in, let's say, a ghetto that was turned into a ghetto.
Yeah.
By benign neglect, which was a policy Nixon put in place and then Reagan used to dump crack into these places.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a real fucking thing.
That is the definition of systemic.
And that's just one form of the system that has kept them down. And then once you do get crime rates in these areas because, well, they're pushing crack in, but not jobs and not vegetables and not, you know, healthy and not good teachers or schools or whatever. Well, yeah, you're going to get crime because what other avenue is there?
You're so right, man. There was a Norm Macdonald bit I'm going to have to show you after this.
Right.
That
comedy,
he talks,
man.
He's great.
And got it.
And he talks all about that exact thing. Like, you know, black people are more dangerous because poor people are more dangerous. And black people are statistically poorer in this country.
And they don't have to be.
Yeah, exactly. He was saying this is a systemic problem. Like,
right.
He's like, in the joke, he's like, black, you're not poor because you choose to be poor. You're poor because the white people won't give you any money.
Right.
They don't believe it.
But then you keep the poor white people poor, and they're like, yeah, that's bullshit.
It's
like, motherfucker, you're just you guys have the same problem, just a little less, a lot less, but it's still a hardship.
Yeah.
So, man, vote together.
Yeah. And I think that at the end of the day, that's what needs to be focused on is, there are huge differences, and we as America should recognize that. White people should be able to confront our past, you know, just like Germans have to confront their past, you know, like we should do that. But we should also, like we've talked about on the first episode we did together, like with Fred Hampton, you know, unite those people against the real problem.
Well, the reason, and I before we get off this topic, but the one thing I want to say is you and I know that I've been working on an episode on systematic lynching in the United States of black people.
Yeah.
Not that it was just black people, but predominantly it was black people. And this is a system of terror. I studied genocide in Bosnia and a little bit in Rwanda. What I read about happening systematically in the South was worse than that.
Mm.
And there is no way that type of trauma doesn't, ripple through the decades.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was done. And so, like, we're going to have to confront that system. But I was telling my buddy, I have very little hope that, by and large, white people will ever be able to look in the mirror and say that was done.
Yeah.
And the thing is it's not even about a look at in the mirror and looking at yourself and saying, I feel guilty about that. It's not about guilt.
Yeah.
It's not critical race theory. It's that really fucking happened. Here is why. Why is that something that we shouldn't have in America?
Yeah.
How can we change it?
Yeah, not just here is why, but also how does that create generational divides and generational problems that go on beyond just the 1870s or the early 1900s?
Well, you know, people are like, oh, white people were lynched in America too. Yes, they were, but for different reasons and part of a different system.
Okay.
And we'll talk about that.
Well, yeah, we'll have to get into that for sure.
But we just, it's easier to divide on those things than unite and try and understand it. And that's where you were talking about education in the first place.
I think education's maybe the most, and not just education, like what they want, like true, honest, real, journalistic education, like real, getting to the real stuff.
That's why I like Chappelle and Bill Burr. You know, guys like that, they'll play in the left, they'll play in the right.
Yep.
Even, you know, like, I don't agree with Joe Rogan on a great many things, but I do agree with him on some things.
Same. Yeah.
You say it.
That's just what human.
I don't have to always like him.
Yeah, that's human. Yeah, we should be able to. It's like you even said with Biden, right? There's things he did good, but there's a lot he did bad. And people want it to be one or the other, but that's not how it is, really.
Dude, that's how people are with history. Ben Shapiro's all like, oh, fuck Bill Burr. You know, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
All these things. It's like, oh, you liked him when he was like supporting your people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, like, then you don't like him now that he's flip. Slamming your people. Okay.
Hey there, listeners. Are you tired of driving around in a car that doesn't shine? Let me introduce you to Idaho Express Detail. Established in 2018, this local gem in Boise has been transforming vehicles and leaving them sparkling clean ever since.
With a stellar 5-star rating, you know you're getting top-notch service every time. Whether you're in need of a quick wash or a full detailing service, their expert team has got you covered. Located at 515 South Vista Avenue, they're just a hop away from giving your ride the makeover it deserves. And don't forget to follow Idaho Express Detail on Instagram for amazing before and after shots and special promotions. So why wait? Treat your car to the best. Swing by Idaho Express Detail today and see the difference for yourself. Do you struggle with sleep, stress, or mental fatigue? Discover the power of Sarasate, a revolutionary, non-invasive neurotechnology that helps your brain rebalance and reset itself naturally. At Sarasate, they use advanced brain technology to support your brain's own ability to relax, reset, and restore. Their safe, proven approach has helped thousands improve their sleep, reduce stress, and enhance overall well-being. Imagine waking up refreshed with a clear mind and renewed energy. That's the difference Sarasate can make. Whether you're dealing with insomnia, PTSD, or just everyday stress, their personalized sessions can help you find the peace and balance you deserve. Visit Sarasate.com, that's Ceresete.com today, to learn more and schedule your free consultation. You can also reach them at 208-779-1040. Discover the natural way to a healthier, more balanced you.
Yeah, so okay, so I wanted to get into this because I think that you're probably somebody who could talk a decent amount about this, is like the Syria thing, because you mentioned your background in genocide a minute ago.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Assad was just overthrown. There's a whole bunch of implications with Russia and now Assad going to Russia and you know, like,
did he get there?
As far as I know, he did, but I don't know. I heard somebody say they thought they shot his plane down, but I haven't heard that.
There's no plane
reported. I don't think that's true. I think he's in Russia.
I hope he got fucking murked.
I mean, but it's no different than, like, I'm sure Benjamin Netanyahu is going to need to take asylum in the United States at some point. So we do it too.
Oh, yeah. Maybe Luigi Mangione can fucking go after him too.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. Maybe they're in the same prison, but.
And I say that not because he's Jewish. I say it because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah. Like, we have to make that clear.
Yeah. I'd say that if he was purple.
Because we fucking don't support innocent people being murdered in mass, you know, amounts. Like, what the fuck are we even talking about?
He could be Christian. He could be Muslim. He can be Jewish. I don't care. He's just a piece of shit.
We're on this right now. And I wrote this down. Israel is taking their embassy out of Ireland.
I know.
Because they're saying Ireland is an anti-Semitic country. As a whole,
Ireland is the Irish have been historically oppressed people, yes, sometimes by their own people.
It literally. And they're the ones that are like, they're like, fuck, you know, fuck what Israel's doing. We do support Palestine and we want Palestinians to live and have freedom and, you know, the right to their own home and their own state. It's like, of course, Ireland's going to support that. Look at their history.
I just want to say, like, hey, maybe instead of bombing the fuck out of these places, right? Maybe the people of Palestine, maybe they wouldn't support Hamas if Israel, the United States, places like that allowed business to flourish.
Yes. Education,
healthcare,
food, you know, even like, fuck, dude, there's full blown a
porn. Freedom to just porn.
All of
those things.
But there's a full blown, like, you know, starvation crisis happening in Palestine right now. Like, I've seen videos of people fighting over flour, you know, like,
that's just genocide.
That is fucked up. And the thing that's crazy, I was just listening to, you know, of course, the Security Council, the UN Security Council, everybody voted against Israel except the United States vetoed again. And it's disgusting. And basically, the person said that one of the Palestinian representatives, like, are there different laws for Israel than everybody else?
Yes.
And that's clearly what's happening.
And one, and their big daddy, you know,
United States
supports it. I mean, on paper, every definition of genocide fits this. They don't have to form, you know, extermination camps. They already had one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just because, here's the thing, you and I were talking about, we've talked about this a great many times, but one thing that I know is the most likely perpetrator of genocide in the future is a group having survived genocide in the past.
So true.
And it's true. Like, sometimes it doesn't even have to be, like, the Tutsi in Rwanda were the, you know, chosen of the Belgian colonialists, right?
Yeah.
And so because they tended to be lighter skinned people, there's no difference, you know, between a Hutu and a Tutsi, other than it's like if you came into America and you took like short, fat, squatter white people,
yeah,
and taller, more beautiful white people,
and pin them against,
you know,
each other.
It's like Lord of the Rings. I'm a fucking dwarf, yeah, you know, yeah, by any rates, you know, and I hang out with some people that are elves, and it's like all of a sudden those elf people are fucking horrible.
Yeah,
you know,
I get you. I get you.
And so, you know, yes, basically. Then you get the Hutus who attack because they've been treated poorly by the Tutsi,
mm-hmm.
and they can't attack the Belgians. They attack the Tutsi.
Yeah.
When you know, things are flipped after Rwanda gains independence.
Yeah.
And then they go after and they kill 800,000 people in a month with machetes and hatchets.
Yeah. What?
And we let that happen, and we're letting it happen now. And I knew from the beginning. I said to people like that were all up in arms and like, oh, we got to stop this in Palestine. I'm like, I agree with you. It ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Because exactly what is happening. Israel is a proxy.
Yeah. 100%.
It's a proxy state. We need it.
And they're
by Turkey.
Yeah.
What's his face? The leader of Turkey.
What happened with him?
Oh, he's a dictatorship we allow to happen because, well, we have missiles pointed at Russia.
Okay.
And that's also a proxy state that we need. So they get away with stuff. I'm not saying Russia is innocent by any means. Putin's a piece of shit.
Of course.
And he's killing Ukrainians. I was actually very happy
just
to hear
it. He just took in Assad, who Assad was a terrible motherfucker.
A lot with chemical weapons.
Yeah.
He chemically gassed children.
They're finding mass graves and stuff in Syria right now.
And we knew that they would.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
And they're going to give him asylum. And I was very happy to hear that general was killed in Moscow.
Okay.
Because he was
in charge
of chemical weapons, which I think they're going to unleash.
Or nuclear weapons. I don't know if it was chemical.
It was chemical.
Okay.
Maybe nuclear too. I don't know. Either way.
Sure.
I'm glad you're dead, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Crazy. They blew him up with a scooter. It was a scooter bomb that they had just outside. Blew up. Fucking crazy.
You imagine like some teenager on a mini scooter.
Probably who they sent.
But here's the other thing. People in the United States do that same shit.
Oh, 100%.
And they create weapons that can do that. And they drop them on Palestinians
and
in Yemen and in places like that. And the way I know that they can.
And now on Russians too, even.
Russians, yeah. And I know how they do this, how they know that the United States do this, because they can go look at the scrap metal and they can see United States Air Force.
Yeah. Yeah.
United States, Northrop, whatever. Whoever created
Lockheed.
Yeah.
Companies. Yeah.
And these people that are being bombed are not fucking stupid. They go out and they look.
Yeah.
And so like shit. Anyway, genocide is being perpetrated where chemical weapons in mass on civilian populations, that's genocide. Starvation within an area where if you cut off food, what Israel's done is allowed just enough aid in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like in Bosnia and Sarajevo, whenever they sent aid in to this cordon off area that the Serbs could just bomb the shit out of, it crime bosses took it.
Yeah.
And then it's black market.
Jesus.
So if you don't have people in there protecting the aid.
Yeah. Like UN workers and stuff.
So Israel can be like, oh no, we're letting this in. And then be like, it's not genocide. See,
no,
and it's like exactly.
I just heard a doctor, you know, these whole like Doctors Without Borders, these doctors who go to different countries and stuff. This doctor was basically saying that they were that they brought a bunch of medical supplies with them that they did not allow into Gaza. Like they brought medical supplies to take into Gaza and they were denied taking those supplies in with them to the hospital. It's just like, what the fuck?
And you know, every time I hear that,
how does that hurt Hamas? That's what I want to understand.
Well, Israel always says, well, we're the two or three Hamas people. Okay, let's say that's true. It is not worth bombing hundreds of civilians.
Look, anybody who's listening to this who says, okay, their argument is Hamas embeds themselves with civilian populations. And so because they're a military target, it's justified. I watched Iran shoot missiles into Tel Aviv and shoot at Mossad's headquarters, and CNN say they are going to hurt civilians because this military facility is around civilian population. Just like America has military installations and probably intelligence installations embedded in fucking civilian populations. That's not abnormal. And if you're in a place like Gaza where you're literally restricted to like 10 fucking miles or 20 miles, yeah, you're going to be around civilians. So it's like, it's hypocritical. If you're going to say Iran is wrong for shooting missiles into Tel Aviv at military targets because it could hurt innocent people, then we should be holding Israel to that same standard when they bomb Gaza.
I still go back to Israel could have conducted this war and helped the Palestinian people at the same time.
Yeah.
They could have gone in and surgically, with the help of the United States,
with special forces, with tier one operators, right, go into those fucking tunnels, go get those hostages, eliminate them, bomb them in certain places that you have to bomb them.
Right.
You know?
And then when you tell a civilian population to move, you don't fucking go bomb it.
Yeah, where they move to.
Right.
Like, let's hit refugee camps.
Well, I made this argument that, and I still stand by it, when Hamas and other militants went into Israel and murdered thousands of people, that is the same place of origin, the ideology, the reasoning, the hatred of a person for their religion, their ethnicity, whatever you want to call it, as what Israel is doing now. The origin points are the same. The reasoning is the same, that you hate these people. Like, Israel won't say it, but it's like you want to kill those people. You want to kill children, and because they are killing majority. Yeah. But now we're talking about scope.
Yeah.
So Hamas, maybe they would want to commit genocide against the Jewish people of Israel.
Yeah, they probably would.
But they can't.
Yeah.
Israel is now ensuring that they will continue to want to do that. Where, if they would have done what we
so
said.
So true.
And the reason
you
I know this.
An ideology.
The reason I know this is because how many times militancy like this has failed in the past. And I understand that because I've studied genocide. And I
did
know.
We learn nothing from the 20-year occupation in Afghanistan? Did we learn nothing from that? Like, what did that do? What did that do? It's back to fucking square one. And they're better than they were before. They have more weapons, more money, more funding. And they still oppress women and oppress gay people and all this shit.
Right.
It's fucking crazy. How many Americans had to go die? My entire childhood was the war on terror. I grew up in GY.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
That's all I knew. And this motherfucker, like, it was for fucking nothing. It was for fucking nothing. And now we're going to kill as many people in Gaza as we can. And it just doesn't make any sense.
And if we're looking at geopolitics, like if the United States, covert operations and politicians, strategists are out there thinking, oh, we have to protect, our proxy in the Middle East. It's like, do you not see how ass backwards that is?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, you're creating, by supporting them, you're creating decades, millennia, maybe even millennia more problems.
Well, and so this actually, I listened to this. You just made me think of this because I watched a podcast the other day. There's this guy named Sean Ryan. He's a lot of people will probably know who he is. He's like a former Navy SEAL and a CIA operator. He had this woman on, I can't remember her name, Sarah something, who was also a former CIA, like head up CIA person, like was a big part of like the Benghazi sort of, researching that and stuff. She went on his podcast and is saying that since 2019, America has said Hamza bin Laden, Osama's son, has been dead, that Trump killed him in some CIA airstrike. But there's new reports coming out in like Europe that Hamza is alive and he's secretly in Afghanistan running Al-Qaeda. And that this is what this girl said on Sean Ryan, CIA, saying that he is unified Hamas, Houthi, Hezbollah, Taliban. Every terrorist organization secretly has unified under what they call the Islamic Army, and that Hamza is the secret orchestrator of it, and that he was even who was behind the October 7th attack with Hamas was Hamza bin Laden. Yeah. And she's saying, which, Merry Christmas, everybody, by the way. This is super positive.
Santa Claus, what are you bringing to?
You know, Hamza, apparently she's saying, I hope I'm saying Hamza, right? Hamza bin Laden, something like that, that he has 1,000 Al-Qaeda embedded in the United States right now, ready to do a mass terror attack.
I'm surprised it's not more.
She's saying it could be more, but at least 1,000, and even more in Europe.
And this is what they are doing.
Yeah.
No matter how
many fucking times. That's wrong, obviously. Fuck those people. Fuck terrorists. Fuck Hamza. Fuck Osama.
Fuck all of them.
Fuck all of them. But you have to understand what you're saying is this cycle never fucking ends. Violence begets more violence, right? It never ends.
And I knew Israel was not going to do that. And I knew the United States would support them. I just knew. I just knew. We always talk about, like, you know, moral reasons for doing these things, like Kuwait, you know, Dave Chappelle. People like joke, oh, they're just comedians. Dave Chappelle, like, oil.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
He's right.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. You know, but oh, then we go back to morality and we spread freedom around the world. No.
You know, I didn't actually know about the Dick Cheney. I feel like very dumb that I didn't know this, that he was the CEO of Halliburton, and that Halliburton were the people that were supplying the whole war in Afghanistan and Iraq, and basically the ones who...
Oh, yeah, Halliburton is the worst.
They're like the military-industrial complex, and our vice president at the time was like the CEO of that company.
Right.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
You know, we look... I respect veterans.
No doubt.
I respect... What? I think
soldiers are the best.
World War II was a needed war. I think whenever there's a war, no matter it's right or wrong, veterans, you know, have gone in and done what they needed to do.
What they were told to do.
Right.
Yeah.
And they did it. And, you know, now who has the right beyond any right to criticize?
Yeah.
Those veterans. 100%. Just like after Vietnam, some of the most vocal guys were veterans.
Yep.
Right. In Vietnam, one thing that I read, and you can get these from government documents about this. In Indonesia, we were backing militant groups, paramilitaries, religious in origin, Buddhist, that were committing genocide against the communists in charge of Indonesia. We were training death squads.
Wow.
Just like in Guatemala.
Yeah.
As we're fighting in Vietnam. Vietnam was a... Yeah, El Salvador, too.
Yeah.
Vietnam, and then in the 70s and stuff, we had these, you know, the ongoing thing of what in the 20s were called banana wars.
Yeah.
Like to go into these places and make sure we get something set up where we can exploit these resource-generating countries.
Banana Republic.
Right, Banana Republic. And that's a fucking clothing line.
I know, what a fucked up name.
Yeah.
What a fucked up
it's
name.
It's like mass slaughter.
Yeah.
The clothing line.
A little like a happy clothing line.
Right.
If anything be like a punk, like anti-government... fucking
right.
You know, shirt company.
Oh, like, would be great.
You know,
Circle Jerks or whatever.
Banana Republic would be a cool like band name or something if
right.
it wasn't taken, you know.
There's a reason why punk music, rock and roll, rap,
yeah,
it's like it looks at that and it's like that whole system of bullshit and it's like, fuck that, we know what you're doing.
Yeah, I think a lot of those things are political at their in their root. They sometimes become more mainstream and like radioified
right.
or whatever, like rap music or whatever, but they at their root are political.
But like right now we're talking to get back to the original point. Like,
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
No, I just always get off on tangents.
No, it's all connected though.
But you know, like we're doing the same moral kind of equivalency, moral debate and argument for what we're doing in Israel. And I think people are starting to see through that shit, but it always takes so long and so many people die. And so I go back to Rwanda. The moral thing was to go in there, peacekeepers for the United Nations, right?
Yeah.
They had General, what was his name? He was a French-Canadian guy, I think. But he was in Rwanda on the ground. He's like, give me 2,000 peacekeepers and I can end this genocide.
Fuck yeah.
And guess what?
Ass.
Yeah.
They wouldn't give it to him?
No. The United States wouldn't. They wouldn't. You had other member states saying, let's get soldiers in there and end it. But then you had certain states, the United States too. And what geopolitical reason was there? Or they created safe zones in Bosnia, like Srebrenica, which I've been to. And when they called it, when they're like, well, hey, we're in the safe zone. Serbs are surrounding us and they're going to come in and kill everybody.
Jesus.
What are you going to do? Bill Clinton, his administration, they had designated these areas safe zones. The United Nations did. They needed America's backing. Bill Clinton's trying to get up, drum up support. But the politics in this democracy took time.
Mm.
And so it took forever. And by the time anybody agreed to protect anything and they bombed Belgrade and things like that, 10,000 Muslim men and boys had been killed systematically in Srebrenica. And I've been there. And you're standing in a graveyard with 10,000 plus people because they're finding more bodies in mass graves all
fuck,
the time.
Fuck.
And then you go into Srebrenica because the massacre took place at a like a battery factory that had been turned into a United Nations like post.
Mm.
And when you go there, you see all these decrepit old cement blocks with UN on it fading away.
Wow.
And so in the Muslim cemetery, you have just white pillars. It's kind of beautiful in its own fucked up way for gravestone. And these are people who have been put on buses, taken up into the hills and shot.
Jesus.
Or worse. And then you go into the town of Srebrenica and it's the Bosnian Serbs. And they just look at you and they fucking hate you.
Wow.
And you're the only way you I went with a Bosnian Muslim who had his family had all been killed.
Wow.
And he's talking about what it was like to be in there. And then we went through town and we went to this wonderful restaurant where it was run by a Muslim family that had come back. And he was telling us that majority, you have to go through town and you have to look at Serbs running businesses or in buildings that used to be Bosnian Muslims. And you have to deal with them all the time.
Wow.
And you know what ended the war there? The Dayton Accords. And what it did was it gave, it rewarded genocide. It gave the Bosnian Serbs the Republic of Srpska, which is East Bosnia, which unites with Serbia proper. And so, it's great. It's peace. But what it was something that came about because the United States and the UN wouldn't back these safe zones in the first place.
Wow.
And then if they would have, we wouldn't have had a Dayton Accord where you go across this invisible border in Bosnia and all of a sudden the lettering's in Cyrillic instead of English, you know, and then you see, people are paranoid. People are looking at you. And that is a modern day effect of what the United States involvement in Bosnia was. Wow. They ended it, but they also fucked it up too.
Wow, bro.
You know, and it wasn't just the U.S., but they're the main pillar in the, you know, in the United Nations.
Yeah.
And then in Rwanda, if the U.S. would have backed giving this man troops and going in and stopping this, we could have saved 700,000 lives.
And so why wouldn't we? What's the incentive?
They're black.
We just don't give a fuck about brown people and black people, basically.
What resource did they give the United States? What geopolitical reason did we have to vote yesterday? And then they weigh this, they analyze this, and I don't know why. Maybe they would say this is something that has to be done. But if you're going to speak in moral terms about things, then you have to act on that morality. But apparently you don't.
Yeah.
And so that happened. And so I'm learning, I'm thinking about all these things, and then I'm seeing what's going on in Israel, and I'm not going to crap on any youthful person that's like, I want to fight for Palestine. I want to do the right thing.
Sure.
And then that shut down at universities.
Yeah.
But I knew it wasn't going to work.
So fucked up, man. It's crazy. It's because, heavy.
Well, it's the economics that you're talking about. So, I mean, that's history for you. I learned from history that this shit, they're brown, they're Muslim, and they live next to somebody, a group of people we really fucking need.
Yeah.
And then it's the easiest thing to say, well, they were their ancestors or they're the, you know, descendants of Holocaust survivors.
Yeah. Sure. Which doesn't just because, yes.
They shouldn't do
that. That doesn't justify them genociding another group or eliminating another state.
It's the easiest excuse. They can say, well, they want to do bad things to us. It's like, yeah, maybe. But you can change that by not fucking killing all of them.
Cooperate, work together, collaborate, like work to make the region more peaceful and stable, you know? Like, why don't we do that? Why? And like you're saying, we could use UN peacekeepers. We could use the UN Security Council. Like, we could regulate this, you know? It's like, it's all for show, crazy, man.
The UN has done some good stuff. I'm not for saying sure. They haven't. But a lot of people, like I was talking to a friend last night that was from Croatia. And his people were attacked by the Bosnian Serbs too, and did some attacking. And it's a very complicated war.
Yeah.
But the only people with the system of eradication were the Serbs.
Mm.
And, you know, I'll defend that to the end. But what he and I were talking about, the United Nations, and we're laughing about them. And the reason we're laughing about them is because they're one of those like Peace Corps members. Like, we go into places and we mean well.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do a lot of good, but we also don't know our ass from our elbow.
Yeah.
And the United Nations, a lot of times joining it says a lot about you. You know, it's like, you know, there are people who want to do good.
Yeah.
But they go in the nicest cars. You see like a convoy of black, like SUVs going through. They go to the nicest hotels in town in Sarajevo.
Yeah.
They eat at the best restaurants. It's like, what if you just went to an okay hotel?
Yeah.
What if you just went to an okay restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much money could you put back into the populace? And so they're looked at as a fucking joke because, yeah, they've had successes, but at the same time, they've had so many, like, they've had some really big failures.
Yeah.
That if you don't defend hundreds of thousands of people and you can, why should people look at you like you're incredible?
Bernie just made that point to the Congress. He was like, when you guys stand up and talk about human rights or talk about Russia or talk about China or any of the, or Iran and their mistreatment of people or killing reporters or any of these things that our government says this is a human rights issue. And then he said, Bernie was like, people are going to laugh in your fucking face because you guys do not support all human rights. You guys only support the human rights of some groups.
You can see how people think about human rights internationally by what they think about domestic civil rights.
True. True.
And I mean, people out there are going to say I'm wrong, but I'm going to say it anyway. How we think about Black people in the United States is reflective of how we think about Black people international.
Yeah.
And brown people.
Yeah. Just anybody who's not white, dark right. people.
Why do you think like we have not been involved? Like, no matter how much George Clooney, and I laud him for this, I don't want to make fun of him.
Sure.
Goes out there and tries to get people to think about Darfur, right?
Okay.
Angelina Jolie, people make fun of her. It's like, well, good for her. Fuck.
At least they're trying to use their platform. Right.
But no matter how much of a spotlight they put on these things, sure, there's aid. There's, you know, people independently send in
Red
aid.
Red Cross.
Right. But what you need, the United Nations, what you need geopolitically, militarily speaking, to go into these things and stop these things.
Yeah.
Doesn't come in Africa.
Yeah. Or in, like you're saying, Palestine.
I mean, apartheid. Yeah. Apartheid.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Sun City. It was a casino and hotel down there. And it operated, it was run by white Afrikaner apartheidists, you know, that were systematically discriminating and killing, you know, Black South Africans.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was still a popular destination for pop culture, you know, artists and everything. And then, like, one thing in Visegrad,
funny how people like Nelson Mandela are branded as terrorists for a long time
right.
and then are looked at later as a
shit. Gandhi was considered
a terrorist, right? Yeah. It's that whole thing. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter, which I don't always agree
right.
with.
We love Martin Luther King now, but yeah. people thought he was labeled a terrorist when he goes against Vietnam.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. Malcolm X.
Yeah.
Clearly, you know, and some of these people did use violent tactics, but
Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
You know, people like got mad when he
Muhammad
changed
Ali
his name.
One of my fucking idols, dude, I swear.
Oh, he's great. He gained his platform because he was a great boxer.
Mm-hmm.
But what he was, it's easier to look at like Mike Tyson, great boxer, yeah. but he is not Muhammad Ali.
No.
Muhammad Ali was is if you put Martin Luther King in the body of a fucking supreme athlete.
That's so
and
true.
A beautiful man.
So true.
And he knew, he was like, why am I going to go shoot? Or Black people in America should go shoot some
Vietnamese person. Yeah.
You had people come back from World War One. You had Black people come back from World War One and World War Two.
Yeah. And they were treated like fucking garbage.
Yeah. They were lynched in the South. Men who fought for their country.
Damn, dude.
And we talk about the lost cause and the culture of the South. It's like, well, that's part of it.
It's fucking crazy, man.
You know, but that's how we treat Blacks in America.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah. I knew on the most basic level that we weren't going to do shit about Palestine because they're Muslim and they're brown.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't do shit to protect white Muslims in Bosnia.
It's crazy, dude.
When it really came down.
So a lot of it is probably not only racism, but like Christian, maybe like, or Zionist. It's like Zionist Christian.
Oh yeah. There's some of that too. Yeah, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can't say that them being Muslims doesn't affect the situation.
It's crazy, man.
You know, and in the case of Bosnia, the Serbs who are Orthodox Christian were the true terrorists.
Yeah.
And now one thing that drives me crazy in Bosnia is they're like, well, look it. There's all these militant Muslim sects that went in and, you know, now you have in the mountains, you have these extremist, you know, Islamic, you know, groups that are up there. Like, yeah, but it wasn't until you guys invaded and started doing that shit that outside people came in. They were fucking like liberal Catholics.
Yeah.
That's how Muslim they were.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Dude. I mean, a lot of them are, yeah, we're Muslim and they're drinking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, yeah, very, pretty chill then. Pretty like, yeah.
Yeah. It's like a, it's like, yeah, I'm Mormon. Like how?
Yeah, you drink coffee every day.
It's more like saying like, oh, my family's Mormon, but I don't really practice.
Sure. Right? Sure. Sure. That makes sense.
I mean, that's how Muslim they were. But anyway, yeah, this is how history affects my view. It's like, you know, I don't want to dash the hope of somebody that's, you know, 20, 21 and wants to fight for Palestine.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to go, well, it's fucking useless.
Like you're saying, well, yeah, you know what?
Because I don't think it is in the long run, but.
And I think that that's a good point. Because, I mean, fuck, dude, that's a really interesting point because if you think, just because you think something might not work, does that still make it not worth fighting for? Like, I think that fighting and sticking up for oppressed and marginalized groups, even if it doesn't work out, is morally the correct thing to do, obviously, you know?
I think America is exceptional, but not for what most people think.
Okay.
I think the youth standing up for something that's moral is exceptional, despite their own comfort.
Yeah.
It's easy to shoot on the kids that were down at, and the, not like just Luigi. The kids, but yeah, right. It's easy. Like, do I think he handled that wrong?
Sure. Absolutely.
Sure, but he definitely, by doing that, put a huge spotlight on everything.
I made that point to my friends. We were kind of getting into an argument about the CEO thing, not to go back to that, but just saying that, you know, I could agree with you that, yes, it's wrong. You can't just be like, you know, green lighting people walking out in the street and just shooting people who they disagree with. That's not a democracy. That's not America, right? Like Bernie Sanders has done it the right way. But what is true is it, like you just said, put a spotlight on something. It created a conversation. Even mainstream media is having a conversation that we haven't heard at this scale. So it's like sometimes extreme acts like that, though maybe not good, can still shed light on something, right? And can still, I mean, look, again, I want to make clear, I fucking hate Hamas and I fucking hate terrorism, but I did not know the historical ramifications and details of Israel and Palestine until what happened on October 7th. I didn't personally start as a young, you know, in my 20s, delving into that. And why are these two sides fighting? Why do these two groups hate each other?
Oh, yeah, that's a complicated history.
Right, super. And I can't even say I'm not an expert on it, but just the little bit that I know, I wouldn't have known if it weren't for the current conflict going on.
And here's the thing about the roots of Hamas. Hamas now, or before October 7th, was not Hamas when it was elected and brought into power.
Yeah.
They became dictatorial over their own people. Like what that happens to everybody.
Yeah, it's true.
They run on something else against, you know, what's looked at as, you know, an oppressive force there.
Yeah.
With the PLO or Palestinian Liberation Organization Front.
PLF, I think, right?
And then like
I'm not sure.
They're sucking. And then, you know, like in Gaza, another group is brought in. Hamas is the alternative. They win election and then they become oppressive.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, shit, we support, like, what happened to, nation building.
Yeah.
You know, who's to say that Iraq is better off now than it was under Saddam? It's horrible and horrible.
Yeah. We didn't help.
Or geopolitically.
Yeah.
Well, and then Saddam, of course, is funded to fight Iran.
I was going to say that made the Iran situation more complicated.
And why is a theocracy there? With the Shah, Ayatollah.
Okay.
Well, the Ayatollah is a dictator.
Yeah.
And before him was a capitalist stooge named the Shah as a monarch who was a dictator. So the Ayatollah wouldn't have been brought in as some like beacon of freedom and revolution that he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Only for the people, the men that are benefited from the system.
Of course. How it always is.
Right. Yeah. Well, the Shah was very bad too.
Yeah.
But you could be decadent and you could live in luxury. You didn't have to put a hijab on.
Know?
And you could live a glamorous life, but if you were a dissenter against that, you were fucked. Mm-hmm. But those dissenters went on to form another, like there's no easy answer.
Yeah.
So if you're out there going, Israel, by all means, Israel,
yeah,
I'm questioning your intelligence.
Yeah.
And you're buying in, you're drinking the fucking Kool-Aid, man.
Yeah, and I think you're right, and I think there's Kool-Aid on both sides, obviously.
There is.
Well, people sip on all the Kool-Aid, and I think that it, you know, I think the last thing I'll say about this that really, like, struck me recently, like, we've all seen, if you're on social media, I guess, videos of, like, you know, kids being blown up, parents finding their dead kid, like shit that is, it's traumatizing. I'll never,
I can't watch.
I know.
Same shit.
I mean, I've literally cried, cried over.
I feel you.
But some of the videos that have been more disgusting to me recently, I've seen videos, and I'm sure it happens on both fucking sides, of extreme Zionist people in the streets screaming, death to Arabs, death to all Arabs, fucking kill them all. And there was this woman who went up, there was Jews that were protesting it, protesting Israel's war and saying, like, we don't stand with this, Jews should stand against this, which just like Bernie, right? And this woman was like, you're not a real Jew. You're not a real fucking Jew. Like, when you see shit like that,
they're extremists.
That is like,
yeah,
the equivalent of Nazism.
Netanyahu, I mean, people don't look at this. You know, the closest they ever got to peace was when Arafat, the PLO, and Yitzhak Rabin,
okay,
prime minister of Israel, back in 93 in there, were coming to, they hated each other. They didn't even want to shake hands at the White House, but they did.
Wow.
Because they saw that the people needed it.
Mm.
And Netanyahu was talking loads of hateful shit about Rabin.
Mm.
And he would stoke up the hatred of the Orthodox, far right Orthodox Jews.
Mm.
And who killed Rabin? Yitzhak Rabin? It was a far right Orthodox Jew.
Wow. Wow.
You know? It wasn't an Arab.
Well, and even the whole far right regime right now comes from like Menachem Begin and some of these people who were essentially terrorists. They were on terrorist watch lists where they were killing British troops and things like that.
I just want to ask, you know, pro-Israeli people, what if Israel would have lived up to their agreement with Palestine, the PLO,
mm-hmm,
or PLF?
Yeah, I have no fucking clue. We need to pick that up.
To not create settlements in territory that was deemed Palestinian in the West Bank. I've gone there. I've seen it. You're like, they look like, you know, the movie Dune.
It
came out.
Which is actually has some themes about that in the movie.
So, but the first movie, it showed that whole town.
Yeah.
Like where they first fly in.
Yeah.
That whole fortification, like with the blocks to keep out the sun, is what these things remind me of. And the other thing is, we've seen videos in the West Bank. And I've been to the West Bank. The people were so friendly.
Mm.
They wanted to just be like, you know what? We don't hate Jews. We don't hate Americans. We just like, we love our businesses. Come in. And they were so happy to give us their food. And their food was fucking phenomenal.
Hell yeah.
And they were like, very good price, right? I was like, shit, yeah. Give me more of this food, man. And they were so, they were beaming with happiness.
Wow.
And I got gifts and everything.
They are beautiful people, like a beautiful culture.
They got the Bedouin people out there too.
Yeah.
And so that's what economic well-being can provide.
Mm.
If you're a comfortable person who has a comfortable life and you can watch your children not get fucking blown to pieces.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You don't get terrorism out of that.
Mm.
Maybe you have dabbled here and there, but you don't get massive.
Yeah, you get way less terrorism at the very least. Like,
100%. Right. And so, you know, but these settlers from these far-right Orthodox Jews, they talk just like the extremist Muslim groups.
Absolutely.
About how we have a biblical right or a Quran right to this land, historically and religiously speaking.
Mm.
We have a right to this land. And so what do some of the Orthodox Jews do?
Mm.
They form little paramilitary groups, and they go and kill innocent West Bankers, Palestinian Muslims.
Yeah.
They fucking surround their cars and they shoot them.
It's fucking crazy.
How that's terrorism too.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a Palestinian Muslim man that's doing that to Israelis, that's just as fucked up.
Yeah. Murder is wrong on both sides. War is wrong. War is wrong. Like, it's just, it's fucking sad that we've gotten to this point that, like, you're even saying, there's no end in sight. You know, there's no clear end to this. And they're just going to take North Gaza. They're basically just taking northern Gaza. It's going to be more annexed, you know, more land for Israel. And they're making a buffer zone in Lebanon.
One hope that I had, though, and I don't like Trump. Yeah. I think that him and his party are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
But one thing that he was doing with the wrong person heading it was Jared Kushner.
Yeah.
But going in to look at Israel and Palestine and look at an economic solution and incentives to end it, I think that's the right way to go.
No shit. No shit.
At least it was. Now it's fucking hopeless.
Now it's, yeah, it's fucked. Yeah. But anyway. My hope is that Trump, which we both have our problems with him, will create a ceasefire in both Ukraine and Israel. And, you know, obviously the details of that, who fucking knows? I'm sure. You know, win some, lose some on both sides. It's going to, people aren't going to be happy no matter what.
Yeah. Well, Biden, you know, them shooting supersonic missiles.
That's what I'm saying. Or whatever. That's not doing nothing. That's not doing nothing but escalating shit. Even like, yeah, I don't give a fuck about this general that got blown up in Moscow, but like, this is more escalatory shit. You just killed the head of their fucking nuclear and chemical weapons department. I mean, if that happened in America, there'd be more retaliation, you know.
As far as violence, like if I could go back to Mario, whatever his name is,
Luigi.
Mario,
so funny.
Princess Peach.
Yeah, fucking Bowser.
Oh, I like Waluigi, the evil Luigi.
Oh, see, I didn't even know about that.
Or Wario.
Ooh, Wario's good.
Yeah, but Waluigi, he'd be like. Instead of like Luigi going, I'm going to win, you know, he'd be like, I'm going to win, you know.
Yeah, dude, I don't know.
Anyway,
that's so funny.
Luigi, if he would have gone up to this guy, kicked him in the balls, and poured red paint on him,
yeah,
maybe he could have started a conversation with Dad instead of shooting the guy.
True.
Maybe. Or just like you know, take a rubber bullet and shoot him in the nuts.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Do something, but don't kill the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, because then you're no better than they are.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, I don't, like, that's the thing. It's like you're...
An eye for an eye makes you blind.
Right. I mean, but now I'm not going to say, well, it was done. I'm not going to say that the conversation isn't valuable.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've been having a conversation about it this whole time.
And these people that are, you know, both Dems and Republicans and pundits for both, they're out there going, you see, okay, you can't. It's like, fuck that. Talk about the broader issue now.
Yeah.
And the people are forcing it.
Exactly.
So let's, talk about, Burr,
let's talk
good
about
Bill Burr.
Let's talk about Rogan. Yeah, I agree.
Ben Shapiro, you're wrong, but I'm glad you're talking about it.
I agree.
But anyway, go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, we could honestly, we're getting to the point where we could wrap this up. Or if we want, I actually was curious, and maybe we kind of talked about it already, like, what was kind of your opinion on the Assad thing? Because we did talk, we touched on that, and then we talked a lot about the Israel and the other stuff.
Specifically, like...
just like, I don't know, I guess maybe we can cut this out. But I'm saying, like, you know, like, what did... I don't know a lot about Assad. I guess I didn't know if you knew about Assad.
Oh, yeah, well, I don't know. I'm no expert on it, but what I do know is that he had a wife from England. And she's an educated woman. They were very pro-Western. And, you know, people love them. He doesn't look like your typical dictator in the Middle East, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. His wife, you know, pictured without her hijab, very modern looking. So the West courted them. They were very excited. When Assad's father died, and then his brother was killed in a car wreck. And so Assad was then taken... on by his father before he died to be the next heir.
Okay.
Then he becomes the heir, and they're like, oh, maybe we can westernize Syria and use it as a, you know, another proxy in the Middle East.
Of course. Of course.
And so from what I understand, that kind of happened at first, but then, you know, the repressive measures start being a little too glaring.
Yeah.
Unless you're Israel.
Yeah, I guess.
And then we learned through this war in 2011, oh shit, internationally, oh, there's a whole lot more to it. But look at, they're so Western looking. Then you learn that, like, his sons, who are all like, they look like they were in a boy band.
Yeah, yeah.
Except that they torture people.
Jesus. Yeah, yeah.
And that he has these, then we'll learn that Assad isn't so great. But he's being backed by Russia.
Yeah.
Fuck Russia. Exactly. Not Russia, but.
No, fuck Putin. And Putin, yeah, and absolutely. Regime. Yeah.
And they're like, well, you're in Turkey. You support Turkey, and we're propping up Erdogan,
yeah,
who's not as bad as Assad for sure, but he's still dictatorial. But my point being is, like, did now he's using chemical weapons to mass kill innocent, and you see blue children just laying on the ground dead, and they're fucking blue. What is that kid thinking when he can't fucking breathe?
Yeah,
and he's dying.
It's disgusting.
That's what Assad did, and now I hope he fucking died, and I hope he died terrified
Yeah.
And in pain.
I think he's just probably going to live in Russia and get away with it, sadly. But
I hope not. I hope something happens. I mean, I don't think there's a, you know, I don't believe in the divine, but if there was, I hope that something bad happens.
Some bad karma.
I hope he gets ass cancer that eats his genitals. Yeah. He's a motherfucker. I hate Assad so much. Assad, if you're listening and you're not, you're worse than Putin, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I would love to see bad things happen. I would actually love to, maybe to a certain degree,
do it yourself.
Like, I would like to cut your toenail way down, way too low. You know, like when you clip your like nail.
Yeah.
And you're like, fuck, I would do that on all of his nails.
I'd take a baseball bat to the guy for a little while, but
I would have hit his nuts.
But I was going to say that what is interesting, what will be interesting to see, and it's sort of to be seen, is like, now what's going to happen with Syria?
Oh, I think I know already.
What do you think? We've already seen this.
Peace, love, love. And then it descends into secretary
and violence. And then we're at war with them again. Probably be Syria fighting some new ISIS type group before we know it.
Well, they're fucking flooding in there. I guarantee you, they're looking at a new base of operations.
You're saying like terrorist organizations?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they're gonna prop up the
guy who's fundamentalist. The new group was a former Al Qaeda operative.
And you have people in there that are saying, "Oh yeah, all religions, all things," but it depends who wins this power struggle.
Exactly.
And but you're going to get the United States backing somebody.
Yep.
And Western
Russia's
nations
going to back in China. Yeah.
It's a chessboard now.
Yeah. It's yeah.
And Israel's right. Already in there.
Yeah.
You know what?
Israel's in there.
Strategic
yeah.
thinking. If you don't fucking murder civilians.
Yeah.
If you're blowing up armaments there, that are going to maybe yeah. fall into the hands of some Russian proxy or the militants.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I will say about Israel? Credit to them on this, and the war as a result is war is bad. Innocent people die. Israel's good at war. They're fucking good at it. They're badass as shit. Like, and so
they
is
had
America,
to become
obviously.
So. Yeah. I'm not saying they didn't have a reason to become that way.
Absolutely.
They were attacked.
I mean, that fucking, I thought it was crazy to see, but that pager thing was like impressive as shit, even though it was fucked up.
But they proved that they could have done more shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. How can you be so precise and so calculated in some ways, and then it's like, well, we got to bomb 400 people in a refugee camp because two people are there. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, even if there are 20 militants there and there are 100 people that are innocent, it does not give you the right to do that, and it does not benefit anybody. If anything, there's like, well, this is what should be the conversation in my eye. Okay, well, we know they're here, and well, we can't, that means bombing them indiscriminately is out. So what can we do? Plan B, plan C. What can we do other than bombing innocent people? Like, that should be the rationale. Not, 100%. Well, we better go. People are going to die. And that's what Israel does. They just go.
Disproportionate response every time.
Every time. And then they're like, we're looking into it. I'm like, and then Biden goes, we're going to get firmer with it. Oh, fuck you.
Then, yeah, you've had 3 years to get firmer with it. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Man? You're about to be out of office in like a few weeks, bro. Like, what?
Well, right now, I think, you know, he's like, Joe, we're at the White House, buddy.
He doesn't even know what's going on.
Like, can I get that English muffin with some jam?
His and Trump's responses to the drones were pretty, like, I actually think let's wrap up by just saying, kind of maybe our prediction, post-Christmas prediction. What are these drones? Are we ever going to find out what they
are? My prediction is Santa's going to go over the Middle East. He's probably going to get shot down and put into a fucking torture camp. That's my thing. Santa, you better blend in, buddy.
Yeah, better avoid that.
Bring your fucking, I don't know, or whatever, you're not your burka, that's women.
I wonder if Putin and like Assad and people like that get coal. BB gets coal. Like, he wakes up on Christmas morning and he just has a lump of coal. And
well, since he's Jewish, he's got his menorah.
Yeah, you're right. They're celebrating.
Dreidel, 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 what do you say? Dreidel, 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 I made you out of clay. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
All that bullshit.
Netanyahu's a fucking prick. I don't know.
Netanyahu's gay.
Yeah. Netanyahu, just fill in the blank with anything. I can't look at that guy's face. Just like I can't look at Assad, I can't look at the guy's face.
Yeah, I agree.
But for all you Jewish kids out there and Israelis that don't want death and misery for Palestinians, I hope you get great gifts and have a wonderful Hanukkah and live in safety and happiness. And same for you Palestinians.
Yeah. So I just want to say, do we think these drones are the government? What is your opinion? I just want to get.
I just want to know what's in New Jersey that would be. No, maybe some of them are some government, but I don't think most of them are. Now I think they're copycats. You're just going up there going.
You really think so? You're so that's what because like the options are basically it could be alien, it could be our something American, it could be a foreign adversary, or it could be some random person fucking with us.
I think some of them are now maybe.
Are what military
random people?
Oh, random.
Now people. You know over Boston, there's random people like, but I really don't know. I don't know. Like to make sure, I would think it was the government if there was something to be observed specifically in New Jersey.
Yeah, I mean, what if they're trying to find terrorists or trying to find something like that? You know.
But what about how could a foreign?
It's actually not just in New Jersey anymore. They're popping up all over the country right now, to be honest. It's like Oregon, like six different states.
Well, you'd have to look at these areas and see what is in those areas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I guess, a pointless conversation because we don't know. And the government, literally Biden, John Kirby, all these people just coming out and going, we don't know. We know it's not a threat.
We have a fucking Air Force. Go shoot them. Yeah,
go fucking get it. No, and it's like, they're saying.
So maybe it is the government.
That's what I'm saying. They, how can you come out and say this is not a threat? We know it's not a threat and we know it's not a foreign adversary, but we don't know what it is. That is a contradictory statement.
Maybe it's angels.
How can you not? Yeah, well, some people think that. You'd be surprised how many of my Mormon family members think the second coming is happening right now and the aliens are coming to join in on the second coming and things like that. It's fucking crazy.
Well, I mean, I think there's so much evidence for that.
I mean, they'll find evidence one way or another.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that it we'll just see what it is. But
I would like to say they're just to the government, to people listening, whoever, like religious right, conservative Christians, Mormons, yeah, far lefters, whoever. I don't give a fuck anyone. If you agree with me.
Yeah.
I tend to think that if you can sit down with me and then go toe to toe about the things we just discussed,
yeah,
more respect to you. But guess what? If you got your head up your ass and then you were to sit next to me and talk about it and to disagree with me, I'd call you out. But here's the most important thing. I don't fucking care if you believe what I do or not.
Yeah.
That's the important thing about America. And so I go to one thing I do know, whether it's a library or it's a conversation or it's a woman on the phone going deny, defend, oppose.
Yeah.
You have a right to say it. Yeah. Unless you're saying, yeah, go kill this fucking person because they're Jewish or they're a CEO.
Yeah.
You can't.
Unless
do
you're
it.
Inciting violence, you have the right to say
it. You have the right to say it, even if I think it's dumb fuckery.
Yeah, I agree, dude. And that's what this podcast is
about. Ben Shapiro,
you're
a fucking dumbass. But guess what?
You have a right to say what you want. Yep. Yeah, that's what this podcast is all about. If you disagree with us, you should be able to listen to people you disagree with. I think a lot of the stuff we're saying is pretty fucking rational, common sense. Like, we want people to, like, have basic needs and people live.
Except
so.
We know it's angels. We know it's New Jersey angels.
Yeah, the drones, you might not agree with what we're saying. We have no fucking idea. But anyways,
we're looking for Tony Soprano.
Hopefully that was a really uplifting Christmas episode. Hopefully we get actually to record another episode and the world is still functioning next week or in 2 weeks. So
Merry Christmas.
See you guys.